Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So, you know, many people who take fish oils, fish oil supplements, omega-3s, were surprised to learn of an announcement last July of a study that linked omega-3s in prostate cancer. Yeah, there was a lot of media hype around it. Maybe you're even familiar with it. And unfortunately, some misguided conclusions around this study. And it kind of made some people a little hesitant to take their omega-3s regularly. Since that time, the study has been analyzed to show that poor research methods were used and association is not causation. So why take omega-3s? Should I just save my money, focus on something else? So I'm here with Dr. Ami. She's an integrative practitioner who blends conventional diagnosis with natural treatment. Dr. Ami, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So before we get into the omega-3 primer here, just real quickly, tell me a little bit about, is there like a website that you have that we can send our listeners to learn a little bit more about what you do?
Sure. Yeah, they can find me at drshunney.com, drshunney.com. And under the media link, there's all kinds of articles and videos and audio grabs and things like that that are all free and accessible on different topics. I think my blog, Skinny on Fat, is there, which may have been how you found that previous quote. But yeah, and I am in private practice in California.
Okay. Yeah, I think I found that on a blog. As a matter, I think that's where it was. So that's awesome. It's a great site. I encourage my listeners to go check it out. And I love it when everything's free because that means she's really interested in teaching.
Yes.
So if you want to learn, go there and get some free, good information. We like free things, Dr. Ami. Let's
I
go
know.
Into our questions.
I know. We all do.
So let's talk about omega-3s because I remember when this came out, you know, working with Life Extension, we spent a lot of time doing rebuttals to these sensational headlines and studies. And I think it's important that everybody realizes there are limitations to every study. And when you really just, it doesn't even take much of an analysis for some of them to really see where some of the biasness is, where some of the problem is. And that was the same thing here when we saw omega-3s being linked to prostate cancer. So let's first talk about the safety of omega-3s. And I'm just going to ask the question, do you think they're safe and should I be taking it every day?
Oh, my goodness. I think everyone should take them. I think omega-3s are a womb-to-tomb proposition. The amount of data... This is possibly the most well-studied nutrient that we recommend as integrative practitioners. I mean, we have studied it in pregnant women. We've studied it in breastfeeding women. We understand why it's important for infants and children and adults and how it impacts a host of illnesses and has a myriad effect in the body. We have over 8,000 studies, and very few have any type of negative outcome attached to them. And the ones that do, you know, are usually, you know, not very good studies. The methodology is poor, as of course happened with this prostate study. The thing is, of course, that the media, you know, likes to pick up sexy headlines, and that's something that they could grab and run with. It's just too bad that they didn't look a little deeper into it or bring a more critical eye to it, because it frightened a lot of people.
It did. We had a lot of members at Life Extension that were calling in, should I continue with the omega-3s? And, of course, I talk about omega-3s as a foundational nutrient for people, and so I was getting a lot of calls. I wrote that about in my book. You know, but here's an interesting point, and you mentioned the 8,000 studies, right? So 8,000 studies on omega-3s showing safety and efficacy well established. Even if you have one negative study that pops up that is well designed, that the statistics look solid, the math looks good, you still have to weigh that against the 8,000 studies that show a positive benefit in safety. So that's, I think, important for people to remember. Like you said, omega-3s, we know a lot about these, almost, we know more about omega-3s than just about anything else out there.
Yeah.
So well studied, and I assume you take them every day.
I do. I take them. My son takes them. We put them on the dog's food, and we get them from my parents. Everybody's got them.
So if you had, now let's do this. I mean, there's 8,000 studies, so lots of benefits. What do you think are, you know, for adults, let's focus on us aging Americans. What do you think are the top benefits from omega-3s for us?
I think the top benefits for us as aging adults are mood stability, cognitive function, Its anti-inflammatory effects and how it, in how we experience our muscles and our joints and our levels of pain. And then also kind of underneath in that foundational way, we know that chronic inflammation is at the root cause of all chronic disease that ails us. So I do believe that correcting an underlying omega-3 deficiency, supporting our diets with supplementation, is going to decrease our risk for chronic disease down the road, which includes, again, you know, backed by data, heart disease, diabetes, you know, and certain cancers. And these are the top three killers in the country. So, I mean, to me, those are the top reasons. But one of the things I say when I'm teaching a lot is people have to remember that every single cell in our body is surrounded by a cell membrane. And that cell membrane is made up of fat. And the quality of that fat and therefore the functionality of that membrane is dictated by what we put in our mouths. And so when we have plenty of those essential omega-3s, essential omega-6 fats that we need, that we don't make, we have to get from our food, that's when our cell membranes function the best, get the nutrition in, get the debris out, and that impacts every system of our body. It's simply, this is foundational, functional, essential medicine.
Is there anybody that shouldn't take omega-3s?
I don't think there's anybody who shouldn't take it. I think that people who are on blood thinners and have issues around that need to be working with their doctor. Usually people who are on blood thinners are getting their blood levels checked regularly. And, you know, the issue with that is they're often told to not do certain supplements like fish oil, to not eat green leafy vegetables. I hear that one a lot,
right,
too.
Horrible.
And obviously, supplements like fish oil and green leafy vegetables go a long way to support our health. So what I say to patients is what you need to do is commit to taking these things in on a regular basis, and then, you know, then they can check your levels and get your levels where they need to be while you're also on the supplements and
good
eating
point.
The foods that are going to support you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who's a hematologist out in Dallas did some research showing that, you know, with Coumadin, the most common blood thinner, fish oils, the leafy greens actually helped him to stabilize Coumadin levels better when people weren't on those things.
I mean, here's the thing. The data that I've seen is similar to what your friend said. Also talks about, you know, better recovery time, less infections in the hospital, all of these types of things. But, you know, so in my mind, there is really a continuing myth, despite the evidence we have, that we need to stop fish oil when we go in for a procedure. But I think at this point, everybody just goes, okay, whatever, stop your fish oil 3 days before, because God forbid anything goes wrong, it's going to get blamed on that. Just stop
right,
it and
right.
then pick it back up as soon as you can, you know, really, because we don't have the data that really says it's a problem.
Yeah, but if something does go wrong, it's going to be a case study, and then everybody's going to pick it up. So
let's
go now. So when we look at sources of omega-3s, we basically have fish,
mm-hmm.
we have plant-based sources, you know, like flaxseed, for instance, and then and now, of course, krill is becoming a little bit more popular. Do you have any opinion about where we should be getting our omega-3s from?
Oh, do I have an opinion? Yes, of course, I do. Many. I think that, first of all, when I was in school, we were taught, give them fish, give them flax, doesn't matter, just get the omega-3s in. But in the last 15 years, we have definitively learned that we actually do not reliably convert the short-chain omega-3s that we find
Very
in
good.
Plant source
yeah.
to the long-chain in fish. So while there's lots of reasons to take flax, et cetera, as a reliable source of long-chain EPA and DHA, not so much. So you really want to look at fish oil, or algae is another source of EPA and DHA as well.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah, I think that I get into some arguments with people because there's, you know, people that like their vegetable or plant-based omega-3s, boy, they really stand by that. But that's mm-hmm. a great way to describe it, that we're not taking those smaller fats, those omega-3s, turning them into the longer ones that we want that give us the most benefit. Hey, Dr. Ami, give me one more time your website where people can go and read about you and, you know, maybe join your blog.
Yeah, it's www.drshunney.com.
Awesome discussion, and I know that her website and her blog are full of information, just like you heard today, so I encourage my listeners to go check that out. Dr. Ami, thank you for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.